One quick word on the parasha, the short day. We are studying Parashat Shofetim. So the pasuk, of course, is the law of establishing the judges. Shofetim v'shoterim titenecha b'chol sha'arecha. It's the law that you must establish a court system and you must establish police. That means enforcement. And of course, when you have judges, there's always a threat of bribery. Judges are human beings, so the Torah says you have to be careful. The Torah comes along and says, Lotikach Shohad. The judge is commanded not to take bribes. And then the Torah says, Sedek, Sedek, Tirdof. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Sedek, Sedek, Tirdof. Sedek, Tirdof. Gemara learns from there, Halakha Harbe Din Yafeh. If you have two courts, you should go to the better court. You have Dayanim that are Mumhim. And you have dayanim that are, they're not so expert. So don't go to tzedek court, go to tzedek tzedek. That's like a glat tzedek, double tzedek. Go to the bedin yafeh. But everybody discusses what's this double language, tzedek tzedek, the dof. And interesting, Bala Turim in the beginning of the parasha, when it says Shofetim, the Baal HaTurim says Shofetim b'gematria mechashef. Unbelievable. No, mechashef is a magician, a witch. Kishuf, they have, you know, kohot ha-tum'ah. Shofetim is mechashef. So what does he want with mechashef? What does kishuf have to do with the shofetim over here? So it says sheyodim lebatel hakishafim, that the shofetim have to have the ability to break the kishafim. The subject of the kishuf later on, it says in the parasha in Hamishi, פרק י"ח פסוק י"ד: כי הגויים האלה אשר אתה יורש אותם אל מעוננים ואל קוסמים ישמעו, ואתה לוחה נתן לך אדוני אלוהיך. So the pasuk says that הגויים האלה אשר אתה יורש אותם, meaning the people in Canaan, אל מעוננים ואל קוסמים ישמעו. They go to the Me'onanim and to the Kosemim. No, that's not courts.
Magicians.
That's to the magicians and the sorcerers. And the, you know, the psyches and the tarot card readers and the crystal ball and the palm readers. King Zaiway. El Kosemim, El Me'onanim vel Kosemim Yishma'u. So that's what they listen to. So the pasuk says, "Ve'ata lochen," but you not so. Natan lecha Adonai Elohecha. So Reb Chaim Vital, he has a question on the pasuk. He says, "The sefer of the pasuk is not like the resha of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk is not like the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says, Ki aguim ha'el asher ata yoresh otam el me'onim ve'el kosimim yishma'u." So the pasuk should say, "Ve'ata lo tishma." It says, "Ve'ata lochen." What's "Ve'ata lochen"? If you're giving three, they listen to it. "Ve'ata lo tishma." You should not listen. You started with.
Don't hit me.
El kosemim yishma'u. That's the goyim. "Ve'ata." What about the Jewish people? Lo tishma'u. No, "Ve'ata lo lochen." And also, it's interesting. I'm noticing now, the beginning of the parasha of the pasuk, it's plural. Ki agduim ha'ele. Ve'ata is singular. Lochen natan lecha Hashem Elohecha. At the end of the pasuk, it's only talking about, it should say, ki agduim ha'ele asher atem yoreh shotah el morim kusim yishma'u. Ve'atem lo tishma'u. This is a complicated pasuk over here. You see, we're running into difficulties already. But Baruch Hashem, Jimmy Mishan is here. So he's going to get us out of all of our dilemmas that we have here this morning. And Baruch Hashem, he's wearing socks.
So,
no, I mean, you did, I'm sure you didn't go back to your old ways. You made the Shuvah already on that. So Baruch Hashem. So now, Rav Chaim Vital has an amazing answer. He says, where do the kosemim and the me'onenim and the mechashefim, where do they get their powers from? There's a power. It's not a... When we're talking about over here, these magicians, it's not optical illusion. Hey, we're talking about they have kohot. They're able to... Sitra achara. Okay, that's the easy answer, sitra achara. So what does it mean, sitra achara? Where are they getting it from? Where are they getting this kohot from? And they have kohot. You see, they have these kohot. So Rabbeinu Ari says, obviously it's Rabbeinu Ari, because Reb Chaim Vital was a student of Rabbeinu Ari. He said that in Shamayim, there's 70 nations. There's 70 primary goyim. 35 and 35. 35 European, 35 Arab. And each one of these nations has an angel, Asar, a Malach, that is the manager of that nation. All things that happen to that nation go through that Malach. Whereas the Jewish people, we don't have any Malach. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's our manager. So we go direct. That's what Yehoshua ben Nun said when he wrote the Alinu Shabayah. He said, שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונם. Our חלק is not like their חלק. Their חלק is the seven continents. But our חלק is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is קדוש. There's no other place in the world that's קדוש. שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו, our גורל is not like the גורל of the... What do you mean בגורלנו? מה זה גורל? What גורל? Lottery? We have a lottery? What lottery? So, Abotai, I'll explain it to you. I know the answer. Hakam Avadiyah, Alav Shalom, said in the Shmur once like this, unbelievable answer. He said, when they go up to the Shamayim, and Hashem was creating the world, so he brought all the 70 Sarim to the meeting. And now he brings a lottery, and he puts all the countries in the box. So now he tells all the goyim, each one come, pick a country, and you become the manager of that country. Now who's in there also? One of the countries that's in there is Israel. So now what's going to happen if some malach picks Israel? So the malach, what else? Okay, become one. So he's about to come along, and Borei Olam says, "Derech Eretz, I also have a chelek over here. Shouldn't I go first?" He said, "Well, of course. You didn't know that you're part of the lottery. It's only the malachim. I'll be sure. I come. Of course, go first." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes first. He knows it's fixed. He knows exactly. So he goes up, he picks out Eretz Yisrael, he puts it in his pocket. So let's not go pick, now go kill yourself. So it doesn't matter what you pick. China, Malaysia, Japan,
Uganda,
Zimbabwe, Uganda. Who cares? Uganda. So that's what it says. Shelo sam chalkenu kahem. Our chalek is not like their chalek. Why? The goralenu kechol amonam. Because our goral is not like the goral. Our goral was picked directly by Hashem. And that's what the pasuk means. Ki chelek Adonai amo. The chelek that we have is from Hashem. Eres Hashem, Enei Hashem Elohecha Doresh Ota Tamid. Enei Hashem Ba Bereshit Hashanah Vada Harit Shanah. Borei Olam has the Hashkaha Netzel directly. So that means the Jewish people are under the HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. So how did the Goyim get their kohot from? The Me'onenim and the Mecheshefim, they're able to tap into the 70 Sarim. They can communicate with them. So the Sar tells them what's going to happen. There's going to be an earthquake 2 weeks from now, because they have all the Hadushim from Ahariya Pargod. They're in the Shamayim. They have all the, you know, the inside information. They have all the future stuff that's going to happen. So there's kohot in the Shamayim. If you know how to communicate with them, they take the Ouija board, they start fooling around with atzamot, they go to the cemetery, they drink the Mayim Aharonim, they do all this type of tum'at stuff. Yeah, and they're able to attract themselves to the Sarim, and once they can communicate to the Sarim, they know. So the Chaim Vital said that this is the Pasuk says, Ki aguim ha'ele asher ata yoresh otam el me'onenim ve'el kosimim yishma'u. Ve'ata lo chen. He says the word chen is chaf nun. Chaf nun is 70. Ve'ata lo chen. You're not from the 70. Natan lecha Adonai Elohecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with you directly. So that's, it's giving you the reason. Ve'ata lo chen. You're not from the 70. You're not from the Shivrim Sarim. You have a direct access. What do you have to go to the Sarim for? With Borei Olam. So we said even further. So where do we go to? We go to the Nevi'im. The next pasuk says, Navi mekirbecha me'achecha kamoni yakim lecha Hashem Elohecha. Elav tishma'un. We go to the Nevi'im. So he says, mekirbecha me'achecha kamoni. Moshe Rabbeinu says, like me. Kemoshe ani mekirbecha me'achecha yakim lecha tachti. Bechet Navi le'Navi. Just like Borei Olam appointed me to be the prophet, there'll be other prophets, kamoni, in the future generations. Elav tishma'un. Him you listen to. So the Mekubalim say, where does the Navi get his kohot from? The Navi gets his kohot. There's a concept that's called Hamishim Sha'are Bina. The 50 Sha'arim of Bina, of knowledge, which is the highest madrigal. That's why the Mekubalim might, if you look at this Pasuk, the Pasuk starts, Navi Mekirbecha, it starts with a Na'anun, Anun Peshuta. And then what does it say at the end? Elav Tishma'un. It ends with a Nun also. To come and tell you that the kohot of the Navi is from the Hamishim, Sha'are Bina. So that means they get the kohot from the 70. And we get our kohot from the 50. They get the kohot from the 70 Sarim. We get our kohot from the 50 Sha'are Bina. So that's why the Mefarshim explained the Pasuk. Ki aguim ha'ele asher ata yoresh otam el me'onenim ve'el kosimim yishma'u. Ve'ata lo chen. You don't come from the 70, but what? Natan lecha. You have what? Lecha. Lamed kaf. Lamed kaf is 50. Yani, this is the argument between lo chen, natan lecha. We do not have the chen. We don't have the 70 of the goyim. Natan lecha. We have the 50. And where do you see that from? Navi mekirbecha me'achecha kamoni yakim lecha shemilcha alav tishma'un. So that's already you see a deeper level. The Targum Yonatan ben Uziel over here has a different chiddush. The Jewish people, we have access to a certain apparatus that the Kohen Gadol would wear on his breastplate, on his chest, and that was called the Urim v'Tumim. And whenever they had a major question for Klal Yisrael, they would go to the Urim v'Tumim, and the Urim v'Tumim would communicate. And it would tell them, you know, answers to their questions. Like the famous story with Hana, when she was, asking for a child, and Eli had the Urim v'Tumim, and he had to read the letters, and he read the letters wrong. The letters, Shin Chaf Resh He, Shikora. So he saw Shikora. So he told Hana, Ad matay teshtakarin? How long are you going to be drunk for? So she tells him, Lo Adoni, Lo Adonata. You don't know how to read the Urim v'Tumim. It says Keshera, not Shikora, Keshera or Kesara. And I'm like, Sarai Menu, I'm coming to pray for a child. You don't know how to read the Urim v'Tumim. So he blessed her. And whatever you're asking for, next year you'll have a a child. No, Adoni, no, Adon Atta. Eli was looking at the Urim and Tumim. So he saw the word Shikura.
You're not reading it right.
You're not reading it right. You read the letters wrong. It's Keshera. So therefore, you see that we have the Urim. Goyim do not have access. You're not the Mohel, are you? So he says that we have the Urim and Tumim. So that we have access to the upper world. So if you look at the Yonatan ben Uziel, he comes along and says, "Ve'atun lachem aton." You're not like the goyim. Elahen kahanaya shaylun uraya v'tumaya. We are able to go to the uraya v'tumaya. And what does the urim v'tumim say? Sometimes we ask the urim v'tumim, "Should we go to war?" And the urim v'tumim says, "Lo." Sometimes it says what? Chen. So therefore, ve'ata. Lo chen, you have the magic thing, lo chen. Sometimes it tells you lo, sometimes it tells you chen. It gives you the answer over here. Where does it give you the answer, lo chen? In the Urim v'Tumim. So already we have a mahalach. So that's yet a second understanding of it, of how we learn. We have yet a third interpretation from Rav Hida. Rav Hida in the Sefer Nahal Kedumim, he says that where do the Jewish people get the kohot from? We get our kohot from the mitzvot themselves. And he explains, and we said this many times already, that v'atem edivekim v'ashem eloheichem. So you have to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, וכי אדם יכול לדבק בשכינה הלא כתיב הרי הוא אש אוכלה בורי עולם is fire. How could you attach yourself to fire? So we need a certain buffer to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mekubalim write that when you do a mitzvah you attach yourself to Hashem, because the last two letters of the word mitzvah is Vaveh, which is the name of Hashem, Vaveh Yudke Vavke, and the first two letters is Mem Tzaddi, and Atbash Mem is a Yud and Tzaddi is a He. So actually, matzvah is yudke vavke. But we can't say it. Actually, anytime you're doing your mitzvah, you attach yourself to matzvah. Matzvah is yudke vavke. You attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they say, the yudke is the mitzvot aseh, and the vavke is the mitzvot lo ta'aseh. How? So it says in the pasuk like this. Ze zichri le'olam. וזה שמי לעולם וזה זכרי לדור ודור, לדור דור. זה פסוק. זה שמי לעולם וזה זכרי לדור דור. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Zohar HaKadosh, what does it mean? זה שמי וזה זכרי. זה שמי and זה זכרי. What's my name? So the simple interpretation is שמי is יוד כבבקה, but we cannot say יוד כבבקה. זכרי is אדנות. And it goes, we only zocher yudke. We cannot mention. Say yudke bavke. Exactly. We cannot mention yudke bavke. So we say, shemi is yudke bavke, but shema etze. Zichri is the way we say it. Yani, adanut. But the Mekubalim say like this. If you take the word shemi, how much is shemi?
350, no?
350, yeah, absolutely correct. And you add the first two letters of Hashem's name. What's the first two letters of Hashem's name? Yudke. Oh, so that's 15. So 350 and 15. That's 365. That's mitzvot lo ta'aseh. So the yudke is mitzvot lo ta'aseh. That's yudke. Ze shemi. You want to attach yourself to shemi? Yudke. Shemi plus yudke, you connect it to my name. The 365 mitzvot, averot, the lo ta'aseh. Zichri is how much?
37.
Beautiful. 37. What letters do you have left? Lavke.
Wow.
That is 11. 237 plus 11 is 248. That's Keneged. The Ramah Habarim, which is the 248 mitzvot. So it says, Zeh Shemi is lo ta'aseh. Zeh Zikri is aseh. And where is that from? The Yud Kevavke.
Wow.
So when a person, they put the lo ta'aseh first, because it says, Sur Mera ba'aseh tov. Sur Mera, first get rid of the lo ta'aseh. Ba'aseh tov, then do the, so it's in order. Sur Mera ba'aseh tov. Yud Kevavke. So therefore, how do you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To the mitzvot. That's the only way. So Rav Hida comes along and says, the goyim, not a few mitzvot, they have a couple, seven mitzvot, but they're all you know, they're not spiritual mitzvot. The mitzvot are not spiritual. Don't kill. Don't eat every menachai. Don't commit to arayot. All, you know, common sense laws. Set up a court system. You know, don't murder, as we said. Don't, chas v'shalom, you have to curse God. There's certain basic laws. Where is, we have mitzvot aseh, mitzvot lo taaseh, and these mitzvot actually bring us to the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the performance of the mitzvot, you cannot connect. But like you said, without the performance, you can connect to Sifra Achara. But that's a fake connection. The real connection only can come through observance of the mitzvot. So that's why Chida says, Ki aguim ha'ele asher ata yoresh otam el me'onenim ve'el kosemim yishma'u. Ve'ata, you know what your connection is? Lo and chen. Lo is the mitzvot, lo ta'aseh. And chen is the mitzvot, aseh. Ve'ata, you have a different, you have a trick. Ve'ata, you have the lo and you have the chen. So you have both. So therefore the mitzvot, lo ta'aseh, and the mitzvot aseh, sur merah ve'aseh tov, Natan leka Hashem Elohecha. God gave you the law and the chen. That's a gift from God. So the mitzvot of lo ta'aseh that He gave you, so that has a tremendous ability in order to give the person the kohot, in order to have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's yet a deeper interpretation that we came to explain today. It's based on a Gemara in Shabbat. The Gemara Shabbat is on Kuf Nun Vav. All right, Rabotai, now we start to the Rav. Kuf Nun Vav. Kuf Nun Vav is a famous Gemara. The Gemara is discussing an old question. Are the Jewish people subject to mazal? There's mazal. Mazalot. That's the plural of mazal. So you have over here a question. If a person is born under a certain star, does that star affect his life? And if you tell me it affects it, then he's stuck. That's it. He's in the star. He was born under this mazal, and he's stuck. So the Gemara is going back and forth over here. Is there mazal or is there not mazal? So the Gemara comes along and actually brings a mahloket. Itmar. Rabbi Hanina Omer. Mazal mahkim, mazal ma'ashir. Ve'yesh mazal Yisrael. The court of Hanina, he says, that's it. There's mazal Yisrael. Yeah, the mazal makes the person a hakam, or the mazal makes the person a ashir. It's all depending on if you were born under the mazal of it. So he's telling you, that's it, you're locked in. The mazal mazal Yisrael. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yohanan Amar, en mazal Yisrael. Rabbi Yohanan Kanon says, no, 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 en mazal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ve'azda Rabbi Yohanan et ta'amed, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, minayin she'en mazal Yisrael. How does he know that in mazal Yisrael? So he comes along and he says, "Vayotze ne'emar, vayotze otu achutza." Avraham Avinu was in the house, so God tells him, "Go outside, vayotze otu achutza, go outside." Amar Avraham Efnekes Baruch Hu, the Bono Shel Olam, Ben Beti Yoresh Oti. Who's going to be Yoresh me? Eliezer from Sham, from Damascus. Amar Lo Lav. He told him, no. Ki'im asher yitzim me'me'echa. The one that's going to come out of your loins. Amar l'farav Rav Moshe Olam. Nistakalti be'estagnunit sheli. I looked in the stars, the mazal. Ve'eni ra'u le'olid ben. The mazal of Abraham. And he knew it. He knew the mazal. He said, what do you mean, Yitara? I'm not able to. And Abraham believed. He believed, yesh mazal Yisrael, or yesh mazal l'Avraham, and therefore if I have mazal, I'm stuck. What are you telling me? Amar le'etze me'etztegnunit shelka. Leave your mazal, she'en mazal Yisrael. Leave it. Ma'i da'atach. He tells him, what are you thinking? Deka'e tzedek b'ma'arav. Avraham was born in mazal tzedek. That was the name of his mazal. No. Tzedek is no. Tzedek is called tzedek. What is it called in English? Google it. Tzedek. Mazal tzedek. Why do they call it in English? There's Ma'adim. Ma'adim is Mars. You have Tzedek. Maybe it's you know, they are Jupiter, Pluto. It's one of them. Does it make a difference? You need to know now. Udi, what are you talking about over there? What's one thing I do with another?
The same.
The student is closer than a consuegro.
Oh, wow.
Consuegro. What's a consuegro? Student is closer. Consuegro is further away. That's where we're student is. He's the highest level student. Consuegro. Huh? What did he say? I have a shiur on it. Okay, so what did I say? I ain't jam. So, anyway, I can't help you. Now, she just tells me, that's your mazal. He says, but Tzedek is in the Ma'arav. When Tzedek is in the Ma'arav, which that's where Tzedek is, that she says, when it's in the west, the west is cold, because the sun rises in the east. The west is the cold spot. Ve'en ra'uy leholid. He says, listen, Abraham is amazing. He saw this, he saw his Tzedek. And when he was born in Tzedek, Tzedek was in the west. West is cold. So the body's cold, it cannot be mehamem to be molim. So Bari Olam said, what? Because you saw Tzedek is in the Ma'arav? What are you worried about? He says, mehadarna umukim nale b'mizrah. I'll move it. In Mazal Yisrael. What are you worried about? Because I'll change the Mazal. We'll move the Tzedek now to that spot over there. So what's the problem? He says, v'haynu dikhtiv. That she says, "B'mizrach shum makom ham." Beautiful. So it says, "Tzedek Hakadosh Baruch Hu kira'o lehavi'o lemizrach leraglo b'shvilo." Unbelievable story. And Abraham eventually had children.
So what's the conclusion?
No. What do you want with that? They moved it to Mazal. Okay. Hazak o Baruch.
What's the conclusion?
No, he's not my consuegro. Now what are you going to say? Now what are you going to say now? Now what's your comment? Okay. It's the Rothschild.
What's the conclusion? Yesh Mazal? Ain't Mazal?
So comes the Tosafot. Tosafot says... Oh, so if it comes to Maharsha. The Maharsha questions, according to the opinion of Hanina, Hanina said, "Yes, mazal Yisrael. Finished. Mazal mahkim, mazal ma'ashir. Yes, mazal Yisrael." So the Gaon Maharsha comes along and says, "How can you tell me yes, mazal Yisrael when the Torah comes along and says if you keep the mitzvot you're going to get beracha? The Torah should say it doesn't matter. Keep all the mitzvot, keep everything. You're stuck. How can there be a reward in this world? The pasuk says you'll have children, uberak and piri betnecha, fi admatecha, diganecha, teroshecha." You say, "What do you mean? Em mazal Yisrael?" Or if you say yes mazal, you say you're stuck. How does that rabbi learn all the promises of the Torah? That's Gaon Maharsha's question. I read the question inside of that just so you get a flavor of it. So he comes along and he says. He comes along and he says, "En mazal Yisrael, v'ksat kasher." The inken, l'Rab Hanina da'amar yesh mazal Yisrael, which means you can't change it. Finish. Yesh mazal Yisrael. Afidu ayde zechut gadol lo mishtane. Doesn't matter. Even if you do all the zechuyot, even do everything, v'chol yehudei Torah beberachot. All the blessings of the Torah in Tishmu, Bekanalot, in Motishmu, and Morimken. Ela Shemeshadu Beskut Yisrael, or Bechobatam. All the blessings of Talu and the Bnei Yisrael. How can you tell me, Yesh Mazal, you said before, you're stuck, but the Torah tells me if you keep the Mitzvah, you're going to get Beracha. Yesh Tomar, Devadai Yehudei HaTorah Ne'emru Al Klal Yisrael. Uzchut HaRabim, Vadai De'en HaTorah Be'Mazal Klal. Ve'lo Palik Yihacha, Ela Biyahid. Harina, Mazal Mahkim, Mazal Mahashir, Loto Yahid. Veri Omer, the end Mazal Yisrael, Afinu Li Yahid. Which means, what is the big Hadush? Everybody agrees that for the Sibur,
no Mazal.
There's no Mazal, like those Baruch Hu, can bring Barakat to the Sibur. The whole Mahlok over here with Mazal and Mazal is by the Yahid. So Rav Harina says an individual is bound to the Mazal. It's bound. Where is Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, even the individual, like Avraham Avinu's individual, is not talui b'mazal. Beautiful. So that's the concept. The whole machloket over here is Yahid or Rabim. In Rabim, everybody says it could change. The machloket can change even in Yahid. Comes to us forth and says, En mazal li Yisrael. The Gemara says, V'had amar rabba b'shili mu'ed katan. He quotes a mu'ed katan Gemara. It says there, B'nei haye umzone. B'nei is children. Haye is life. Mezone. Mezone. Lav b'zchuta tal yamilta. Nothing to do with zikuyot. Ela b'mazala tal yamilta. Over there it says mazal.
Sounds like
Rav Hanina. Sounds like Rav Hanina, but halakha is not like Rav Hanina. Halakha is like Rav Yochanan. We hold in mazal yisa. So Tosfot says, but the Gemara says over there that b'nei chayim zone, nothing to do with zechuyot. It's talui b'mazal. So he says, no. What it means to say is, of course, Rav Yochanan agrees there's a mazal. The fact is, Avraham Avinu saw tzedek b'ma'arav. You know, what does it mean that the mazal can is not affecting you? It could change. How can a mazal change? Mikol makom al yedei zechut gadol mishtaneh.
Oh,
zechut. That's what he meant to say. That really there's mazal. In mazal, you have to agree there's a mazal. The point is that Jewish people, the goyim, they're stuck in the mazal. There's nothing they can do to get out of it. Whereas the Jewish people, in mazal Yisrael means through zechut gadol. No, Yohanan.
Oh.
Yohanan. That's what's saying. Tosfot says, "En mazal Yisrael." Even according to Yohanan, that says, "En mazal Yisrael," he agrees that there's a mazal. What he means to say is, you can get out of it, you can change it. Al yedei zechut gadol. So that's a very important point. When somebody comes to the Rav, I'm in a bad mazal, I'm in Padnasa, I think I'm under the wrong stars. And I read yesterday in the New York Post, Gene Dixon said, if you're born in February, you're going to have a bad luck. And we went to a Chinese restaurant, my wife opened up a fortune cookie, it also said you're going to have 100 years of bad luck and all that. So between the fortune cookie, between the New York Post, and I was walking, one time I was walking in Hong Kong with Joey Haber, we went to Hong Kong once. And on the promenade over there by the water, they have these Indian guys, and they read your future. I don't know. I was a tourist. I don't know how I got sucked into it. The guy comes and says, "You want me to tell you what's going to be with you?" I'm a rabbi. What am I getting involved in this stuff over there? But it was a part of the tourist trap there. How much is it? Dollar. Give him the dollar. He says, "Wow, you're going to have the best life, the best." So now the other guy hears that. It's a scam. I want give him a dollar. Man. He just prophesies as good stuff over there. Okay. But that's nonsense. Came true. The other guy, if they got a thing, he fell into the ocean. He drowned in there. Okay, they got me for $1. $1 and Hazid. That guy's mazal. He got cursed for doing what he did to me. It was his unlucky day that he got me for the buck. Anyway, the Gemara then goes on to tell stories. Gemara tells some stories how Zechut Gadol can change Mazal. So Gemara says a phenomenal story. Bidishmoel. En Mazal Yisrael. What's the proof? Dishmoel ve'ablat. There was a guy called Ablat. Ablat was a goy. And she says, Ablat, Shem Hacham Nochri. Vechozek Bechokhavim. He looks in the stars. Avu Yatveh. They were sitting. Ve'avu Ka'azle, Hanech Inchil Agamai. There was people walking to the water. Maybe this was the same place on the promenade. Amar le Ablat Shmuel. So Ablat tells Shmuel, "I gavra azir velo ate." See this guy over here? He's going, but he's not coming back. Tariq le chavya umayit. He's going to get bitten by a poisonous snake and he's going to die. Yani Ablat looked at the stars. He saw the guy's mazal today. He's supposed to die. Amar le Shmuel, Ibar Yisrael hu. If the guy's Jewish, Azal ve'ateh. It's possible for him to come back. Nothing for sure he's going to come back. But if he's Jewish, it's not guaranteed. Adi yatveh. Anyway, they're sitting. Azil ve'ateh. The guy came back. Ablat went crazy. Ablat sees in the stars. The guy's supposed to die. He saw the time he's supposed to die. Another guy walks back. Kam ablat shadyal letunya. So ablat, the guy had his carry-on with him. Ablat wanted to see what's going on. He picked up the carry-on luggage, and he sees ashkach be chivya de pasik meshadeh betartegu be. He saw there was a snake that was split into half. Yeah, the snake was coming together. The guy didn't even realize. He's sitting there, put his luggage down. He killed the snake. The snake was supposed to get him in the leg. As the guy's sitting there, he moved his luggage. Excuse me, sir, you're sitting over here. Could you move your luggage, please? No problem. Boom. Put it over here. Boom. He killed the snake. So Ablat says, how did this guy survive? He picks up the luggage. He sees the snake, the rattlesnake. It's split in half. That's the next story. So he says, Amma le Shimuel, my avadit. He told him, what did you do today? Shimuel wants to know from the guy, what did you do? Amale kol yoma hava marminan rifta ba'deh hadadi ve'achlinan. Every day we have lunch amongst the group over there. We eat rifta, rifta's bread. Ha'idana ba'ika had minna dela be'li rifta. One of the guys I saw today, he came without a lunch box. He didn't have any money. No food. Ha'baka miksaf. Bags, all eating. Amina lehu ana ka'imna ve'armina ki matay legabe shabay nafshay kiman deshakle mineh. He says, they're putting on the basket. There's enough food for each guy. I stuck my hand in the basket. Make believe I'm taking something. I didn't take it. So there was an extra sandwich. So when I got to that guy, oh, you wanted an extra one. He ate. So I gave the guy my sandwich, basically. And I did it in a... So the Gemara comes along and says, aha! Amma le mitzvah avad! You did a mitzvah! The fact Shmuel bedarash ustakat tasir bimavet. Velo memita mishuna, ela memita atzma. When it says Ustakat Tzimim Mavet, it doesn't only mean from an unusual death. It means from any death. So what do you see him over here? You see him over here that the mitzvah of Sedakah, when Tosfot said, Ayideh Zichut Gadol, what Zichut Gadol is he talking about? Sedakah. Because the Gemara is bringing a proof right after that. Tosfot said, if you do big Zichut. The Gemara says, I'll give you a story. And the story was, what Zichut did he do? He didn't climb Mount Everest. He gave Tzedakah. So you see that Zichut of Tzedakah is considered Zichut Gadol, that's able to change a person's mind. And the guy was supposed to die on that day. Huh? With a sandwich, exactly. But the way he did it also. He didn't embarrass the guy. He put it in. And that's not a small thing, by the way. Money is easier than a sandwich. Same way he went hungry. He didn't eat that day, that means. Benin, he can't eat a dollar. The sandwich was his food. That's it. He didn't eat that day. So he starved that day because it was a good gadol. A lot of things he did, the guy. The way he did it, the sa'ar of the not eating. In any event, you see over here a tremendous item. That Klal Yisrael has the ability to change the mazal and to go into to different areas, to have different mazal. Huh?
Through
Zechuyot. 100%. So based on this, we said like this. The pasuk is saying like this. Ke'eguim ha'ele, asher ata yoresh ota. These goyim that you are yoresh ota. El me'onenim vel kosimim yishma'o. They're under the bazal. All Ablat can tell you is the bazal. All Ablat can tell you is, the star says this is going to happen, the star says that's going to happen. But they don't know that the mazal can change. I'll give you an example. They can't see everything. The stars don't tell you everything. Because once you know things can change, example, remember when Paro had the dreams? Paro had a dream. He saw seven fat cows and seven skinny cows. And the seven skinny cows ate the seven fat cows. Recently, there was in Egypt, they were doing archaeology, and they found the cows. They found the bones of the cows. Here it is, Elliot. that's it. He only fell for it 3-4 times. He can't get you anymore. It's a dream. There's no cows. So now, I told the guy once, they found the calf. Wow, unbelievable, they found the calf. Yeah, picture, hey, look at the picture. Wow, I don't believe it. These are the bones. He said, these are the fat calves or the skinny calves? No, these are the skinny, they found the bones. Wow, it's unbelievable. I believe that it's a dream, but even when they find, they found Paro's pillow. They found his pillow. Anyway, what happened was, so they're all coming to Paro. They tell him, oh, 7 and 7, and they tell him, you're going to have 7 sons, and the 7 sons are going to die. And they're all giving him these cockamamie interpretations. Ve'en poter otam le'faro. That she says, potrim hayu, aval lo le'faro. He wasn't happy with the perush. Until Yosef comes along and says, oh, the 7 skinny cows represents 7 fat cows, 7 years of plenty. The 7 skinny cows, 7 years of famine. So the Mefarshim asks, it's such an easy interpretation. They couldn't figure that out. They're giving them 7 boys, 7 children. Easy interpretation. 7 this. Skinny means the economy's bad. Fat means the economy's good. Wait. How come they couldn't figure it out? Now the explanation is, because they saw in the stars the famine, and they saw everything. They saw it. But what did they see? How many years was the famine? 7 years. I'm sorry. How many years was the years of plenty? 7 years. How many years was the famine?
Only 2.
Only two years. Yeah. Because when Yaakov came down, the famine stopped. So they're looking in the stars, they see 7 and 2. So they know they can't interpret 7 and 7.
Mm.
They know they have to give them something else, because they see 7 and 2. The stars don't lie. So then what did Yosef see? Yosef saw that really it was supposed to be 7 and 7. But in the Zechut of Yaakov, it's going to change to 7 and 2. So he was able to read the stars with the proper understanding. So therefore he was telling Paro, they don't see it correctly. It's supposed to be 7 and 7. Paro said, yes, I understand that, because that's the way they told me in the dream as well. But what's going to be? So when Yaakov came down and the famine ended, he gave him a kavod. He says, you were right. It ended early because of zechut of a tzaddik that was coming. So you see, the stargazers, they don't always get it right. And sometimes it works against them. Anyway, the pasuk says, Ki agwima ele, asher ata yoresh otam el me'onenim ve'el kosemim yishma'u. That's the gwim. Now watch. Ve'ata, now it's talking to the individual. Ve'ata lochen natan lecha Hashem Elohecha. You are not under the stars of the me'onenim and the kosemim. Why is it saying it in the singular? Because we just learned in the Gemara that the whole machloket is between Rav Hanina and Rav Yohanan on the individual. When it comes to the Sibur, everybody agrees in Mazal. But the Pasuk is coming to say, not only on the Sibur, Ve'ata lochen natan lecha Hashem Elohecha, that even you as the individual in Mazal, the Goyim go after Mazal, but Ve'ata, even as a singular, you're not going to be affected. How? So the pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha, it gives a remez to this. What's the remez? Abraham Abinu came to God and said, Borei Olam, I cannot have children. Why cannot I have children? Because I'm Mazal Tzedek. So God says, I'm Mazal Tzedek. I'll move the Tzedek from over there to over there. I'll move it from one place to another place. And the Mefarshim say, in what zechut could you change a Mazal? Tzedakah. Who gave more tzedakah than Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was the biggest mechnis orchim. That achnasat orchim, that's why, by the way, that's why you see a perfect example of tzedek, that tzedakah is able to change the gezerot. What was Avraham Avinu doing that day when the angel told him that Sarah's going to have a baby? Mechnis orchim. That was the zechut gadol. The zechut gadol, really Avraham's mazal was what? No children. He went and he was Machnis Urchim, that Zechut Gadol, and all of a sudden, on that day that he does the Zechut Gadol, Borei Olam says, the Mazal changed. So therefore the Mefarshim, they explain the Pasuk like this. Shofetim is referring to Gematria Mechashefa, like the Baal HaTurim says. That what? That the purpose of the Shofetim is to teach the people that we don't believe in Mechashefa, to break the Mechashefa. We don't believe in Mechashefim. And you know what the proof is? Sedek, Sedek, Terdof. What's Sedek, Sedek? Sedek is the first Sedek is Sedakah. Sedek. And what's the second Sedek? Mazal Sedek. What did the Sedek do? Sedek, Terdof. It was able to push the Sedek that was in the Ma'arav and bring it to the Mizrah. Sedek, Sedek, Terdof. And then what's the pasuk say? Leman tichye b'yerashtat ha'aretz. And all the barakah comes from that when a person gives the tzedakah, that's why, that's the tzedek tzedek. The tzedek tzedek is hinting the story of Avraham Avinu, that through the ma'aseh tzedakah, tzedek, tzedek tzedof. It pushes away mazal tzedek, leman tichye b'yerashtat, then you have Yerushad, means your children, you can have children, anakta, ashesurna. That's why the mekubalim write, the custom is to give tzedakah before you pray the Amidah in the morning. Because even if your mazal is bad, let's say, God forbid, when a person gives tzedakah in the morning, tzedek lefanav yihalech, the pasuk says, that before you go in front of God, tzedek lefanav yihalech. Bidiyuk, exactly. Or if somebody comes to you before for tzedakah, the best time to give it is before the tefillah. Who knows, maybe that tzedakah is zechut gadol, and as a result of it, the tefillot now that we're supposed to get an answered one way will get answered another way. So that's another mahalach in the pasuk, but there's yet another interpretation in the pasuk.
So you think we should
do it twice, rather? No. Do it as much times. What do you mean, twice? Do it as many times as you want, honey. I can't spend your money.
No, before you pray.
No, I know someone who does it. That's
and how's his mazal?
He goes on.
Very I'm asking, how's his mazal?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh,
how's
his mazal?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, I gotta ask him. Anyway, we said a different way now. On this concept of in mazal Yisrael, David HaMelech said, Ahad she'alti me'et Hashem, ota avakesh, shifti bebet Adonai, kol yom hayai. לחזות בנועם אדוני ולבקר בהיכלו כי יסבנני בסוכו. דוד המלך says, I ask one thing from God, אחד שאלתי מבית השם. שבתי בבית השם, I want to sit in the house of Hashem כל ימי חיי. כל ימי חיי? Is that possible? כל ימי חיי? How can you be שבתי בבית השם כל ימי חיי? You can go to the bit of Drash 8 hours a day, 10 hours, you have to go work, you have to go out, he's a king, he's busy. No, my goal is how can it be? So they explain it based on a principle that was said from Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu from Vilna. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Veda, lefne mi ata atid liten din v'hashbon. Everybody's going to have to give din v'hashbon. So they asked the Gaon of Vilna, Mazeh Din, or Mazeh Hashbon. They said, really, it should be the opposite. First, when you go to the supermarket, first they give you the Hashbon. Then, you have to pay. That's the Din. Hashbon is the receipt. The card. You bought one of these, two of these, and the total is the Din. All the products you bought, Hashbon. Din, you owe $200. So in Shamayim it should say, Veda lefnimi ata atit liten hashbon vedin. That's the question they got in the Vilna. So there are different answers to this over there. One famous answer from the Baal Shem Tov, he said that what's going to happen over here? Person's going to go up to the Shamayim after 120. They're going to tell him, Baruch Haba. Tzadik Balair. I'm a tzaddik. Wow, they think I'm a tzaddik. Beautiful. I don't know what I did, but I'm a tzaddik. They put the red carpet. Baruch Haba, please. The angel's coming. He's here. Baruch Haba. Now the guy, okay. They said, listen, we need you right away. There's a case that they're judging. Borei Olam asked if you could sit on the court. Sure. We can't even get a guy to sit on Hatarat Nedarim. The guy says, no, I can't sit. Pick somebody else. This is the court of Hashem. The guy says, yeah, no, man. Please, Hashem's asking me to sit. They need you. They say you're a hakam of some sort. Okay, yeah, right. He believes it. He sits on the court. They're showing him a guy, and the guy's an ahbal. The guy, they're showing him his life. Ahbal of the ahbals. So the guy says, they tell the guy, what do you think? The guy's kaslan. Look at every day he gets up late. He misses Kiryat Shema. He doesn't miss the Kedat Shema. Look at the way he talks to his wife. Look at the way he neglects his children. Look at the way he cheats in the business. He said, yeah, but you know, you're too strict. Maybe there's a... Well, maybe. Look at the guy. When he came to his own things, the guy was that easy. He woke up 2 o'clock in the morning. He's inconsistent in that. The other judges come along and say, you know, maybe... So this guy says, no. What maybe? Look, I'll show you he's guilty. So he's strict. So all of a sudden, they come along and they tell him, okay, now get up. Kum, Rabbi Shimon. Wake up over here now. Now go sit on the other side. What's the matter? That's you.
Yes, that's what I figured.
That was you. That was you were judging. So it comes along and they say, first you're going to give the deen on somebody else. And then they're going to say, now let's make hajbon on you now. First you're going to give a deen, you're going to say, guilty. That's guilty? Good, now let's say hajbon now. Let's. You did the same things now. Yeah, the psak is going to come. So that's what you have to remember this. Don't say nothing. Innocent. But you're going to forget it. That's the thing. It's going to be so seductive, you're going to forget it. They're going to seduce you so good that you're going to think that you're a guy. But you can't fall for that. Dim b'ashbon. So, but there's another explanation of the Gaon de Vilna. The Gaon said like this. Beda lefnei mi'ata atid liten din b'ashbon. He said, according to a story that happened, he saw on Shabbat once, there was kids that were coming out of the pub, the bar, and they were Mechalel Shabbat. So the Gaon of Vilna looked at them and said, you're going to be held responsible. How come you weren't learning Kabbalah this time? So the students came along and told the Gaon Kabbalah, the Mechalel Shabbat, what Kabbalah? So he says, there's two things. There's Deen. Deen is the punishment of what they were doing. The Avon. Hijbon is what they could have been doing. But you missed. And there's two different items over here. Deen bi hijbon, it's a different item. Which means, if a guy comes along and says, he missed a day of work. He missed a day of work. I tell him, okay. Tell the boss, dock me. Whatever, I missed a day of work. He makes $53 a day. We're not paying him $53. But they say, you're a shah. Today we were meeting with Walmart. Today we were meeting with Walmart over here. But you're not coming to work today, you didn't 52. What you could have done in this day, you cost the business today $50 million in orders over here. So it's not, we're punishing you not only for the deen, but for the hajbon, what you could have accomplished this day over here. Now we hold you responsible for that as well. What do you think over here? You took a day off of work, we should dock you $52. That day over there, you could have made the business tremendous. So they hold you responsible as well. So Borei Olam says, you were busy doing nonsense. During that time, you could have, you're going to be held for wasting that time. You could have... So therefore, they asked the Gaon de Vilna. So that's deen, is the punishment. Bihajbon, yani, what you could have been doing. So they asked the Gaon de Vilna, they said, so what's going to happen now? When a person makes teshuvah, what does teshuvah do? It erases the sin. It erases the sin. That gets rid of the deen. But it doesn't get rid of the hajbon. Because even if you get rid of the sin, but it doesn't fill in the gap. So he says, that's why Borei Olam created a concept that when a person makes teshuvah me'ahava, the averot turn into mitzvot. That's why you need that. Yes, he says, that's why you need this concept that the averot turns into a mitzvah. Because if the averot doesn't turn into a mitzvah, you're always going to be held under the responsibility of hajbon. So otherwise, what do you need that concept for? Just tell me, kaparat avonot, I'm happy. Tell me, you tell me innocent? No. Now you're innocent, there's $1 million in your bank now. I didn't ask for me, I'm good to be innocent. No, because if we don't put $1 million in the bank, you're still obligated for the loss. So therefore, there's a concept of teshuvah me'ahava to get rid of the hajbon. Understand? So with this, the Gaon of Vilna said something beautiful. Said that it says that on Kippur we make teshuvah mi'ira. Purim, you're scared. The Day of Atonement, Pa'ad Mavet, you're fasting, you're crying. Shvamira. So when you come out of Kippur, you got rid of the deen. That's called Yom HaDeen. Yom HaDeen. What's going to be with the Hajbon? So he said, that's why we come to Sukkot. Sukkot now becomes Teshuvah Me'ahava. That's why Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is Teshuvah. That's what it says in the Gemara. It says, Ukahtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon. So the Gemara says, Yom Rishon, Rishon Lehashbon Avonot. So the question, Rishon Lehashbon Avonot? What is Hashbon Avonot? So the simple interpretation is that, listen, after Kippur, the guy has no sins. The 4 days in between, there's no time to sin. There's no time to sin. He's building a sukkah, he's buying the lulav and etrog, he's doing a million things. So when does he have the first opportunity to sin? He sits down the first day of Sukkot, yalla lashon hara, about the rabbi's speech, about this guy, who bought kanidre, all the, now we have time to talk. So Rishon, it's the first day that he's born for the new. But based on what we're learning now, it's different, says the Gaon. He says, on Sukkot now, we make the teshuvah me'ahava. So therefore, till now we were only able to take care of the deen of the avon, but now bayom rishon lehishbon, we're able to take the hishbon now into kikus. We can turn it into a into a mitzvah. That's what they say. The Hasidim say that on Rosh Hashanah we go to tashlich and we throw away all of our sins, and then what do we do on Sukkot? Nisuch HaMayim. That means we go back to the water and we take the water. Because now we turned it into a mitzvot. So Rosh Hashanah, get rid of them. But Teshuvah Me'ahava, go back to the same water. Ushaftem Mayim B'Sason. You go take the water B'Sason. Because now what you threw away on Rosh Hashanah turns into a mitzvah. So I want the water back. You put it on the Mizbeah. Ushaftem Mayim B'Sason Ma'ina Yeshua. So therefore, it's Lishonu Nehashbon Avonot. So you see this amazing concept that Jewish people are able to turn something that's terribly bad, and you're able to turn it into something that's good. That's why the pasuk says, "Hey, Marshall, that." Okay, don't disturb me at all. Baruch and Baruch Lozenim Kayim. Yeah, that's great. Enjoy. So now, it says over here. Fine. I mean, we have the ability to switch. So the pasuk says like this: Al ken yomeru hamoshelim bo hashbon bo v'naaseh hashbono shel olam. So pasuk in the Torah: Al ken yomeru hamoshelim bo hashbon. So the Gemara says, who are these moshelim? The moshelim literally means yani anashim shenotnim meshalim. The people that give parables. Yani they give mishalim. Mashalim ha-davar domeh. The poets. Al-ken yomeru ha-moshelim. The poets come along and say, bo hashbon. They come along and say, make hashbon. But the Gemara says, who's the moshelim? Al-ken yomeru ha-moshelim bi-yitzram. These are the beings that are moshel. They're moshel in their yetzer. Means these tzaddikim. The guy who's moshel bi-yitzram. But they come along and tell the people, it's not enough to make teshuvah. Bo hashbon. You need to make hashbon. You need to turn your averot into mitzvot. Otherwise, you're going to be held responsible. Even if you moshel bi yitzram and you made teshuvah and you got rid of the sin, but it's not enough. Bo hashbon. You must always calculate hashbon. So what do you see from this, Rabotai? See, this is an amazing thing. There was a sefer written by Avraham Avinu, Sefer HaYetzirah. And over there, he introduces a concept that whenever you see principles in, let's say, in space, in time, in place, everything, you'll find similar concepts in a human, in a space, and in time. I'll give you a mashal, he says. This is the example he gives. He said, the holiest person in the world at the time of the Beit HaMikdash is the Kohen Gadol. He represents holiness in a person. Holiness in place is where? The Kodesh Kodashim. Holiness in time is Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, they all come together. The holiest man in the holiest place on the holiest day. That's he calls that Ashan. Olam Shana Nefesh. Olam is in place, Shana is in time, and Nefesh is in person. In Olam, you have the Beit HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim. In Shana, this is the time you have Kippur. And Nefesh, you have the Kohen Gadol. It's a famous concept called Ashan. He always looks in the Sefer Yetzirah to find the three items. So we found, now in this concept over here, a principle that we're able to turn things. We're able to turn an Averah into a mitzvah. So according to Sefer Yetzirah, once you find this concept that you could switch things around, I could turn from a negative into a positive. Where do you have that in a human? That means a person can be a Rasha, and the Rasha can turn himself into a Tzaddik. Once already you see that you can switch things around, that a bad can become a good, that's in mitzvot and averot. That means a human being as well, who's a Rasha, he can turn into a Tzaddik, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin. The guy goes to a lady, and he says, he's going out with a girl, she's a religious girl. The Shadchan said, I have a good boy for you. The Shadchan's trying to set up the girl. But I want a religious boy, I want him to be frum, yani he's mahmid, and all that stuff. Don't worry, I got an unbelievable guy for you. The guy, meanwhile, is a boom, the guy, he's a rasha. So the Shadchan says, do me a favor, put on a hat. Put on a hat, put on a white shirt, put on a black suit, put some dandruff on your collar over there. And go out on the thing and be on the, at least make them pray. He goes out, he's talking to her, Iraniz Amar is the guy. And she's saying, and I want a learning boy, and I want you to learn all day long, and I want you to do this, I'm gonna have halaf Israel, and Yashan. You don't know what you're talking about. The guy, whatever he said, just say, yeah, amen, 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 amen. Okay, finally. And the G likes him. But the guy's a boom. The guy don't know nothing. The guy doesn't know anything. Bezori makes berachot. So now, but now they fall in love because he likes that too. But now he realizes he's stuck because she gave him all these listings over here. So he tells the Shadchan, what should I do? So yeah, you're stuck. You have to
start learning.
You have to do something. So all of a sudden, she gets wind that this guy's really not a... They hear from the people. This guy you're going out with, this guy is the worst guy. He's going out with this guy. What do you think about? He has a hat, he has a jacket. So what? He had a jacket. So what's his name? Joe Gambino also had a hat on. What's that mean over there? What's the tongue over there? So now, he comes along and he says, I'll prove it to you. He comes along and says, I'm giving you a condition. I'm telling you, Tzaddik Gamur. He's giving you such a condition. So he says, he's not going to lie, the guy. He's Tzaddik Gamur. He's giving me the Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, even if we know the guy's a Rasha, till that point, it's good Kiddushin. Why? Maybe at that moment when he gave the Kiddushin,
he believed it.
No, he changed his mind to be a Tzaddik.
Oh.
That means you can change from a Rasha, like this, bingo, one second. So the Mekubbalim write, once you see that you see things can change, you ever see in space, somebody sent me a picture yesterday. Our good friend of Shimon Block, he lives in Winnipeg. He shows me 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Winnipeg. Hoshik, Hoshik Ba'afela. What happened over here? There was forest fires in one of the parts of the country, and it's blowing all the dark smoke. All of a sudden, you're driving down the thing, sunny day, all of a sudden, Hoshik Ba'afela. Mishane Etim, Mahalib Zemanim. You see, Borei Olam. We don't have to go to Winnipeg for this. You're sitting someday, you're sitting, beautiful sunny day. All of a sudden, downpour. What happened? You see somebody running for cover in the city. Where? They're not an umbrella. The umbrella guys come running out of the woodwork, like the rats. They come out of the sewer. They want an umbrella. Where were you a second ago? The guy was hiding underneath the ground. He has 2,000 umbrellas. He's waiting. He's praying. That's what they're saying underneath the ground, praying Barech Alenu all day. But then, tell about the Mashiva Roma, they get him. The second of rain, boom, they jump out. 5,000 umbrella. Anyway, so what happens? When you see that things can change, so the Mekubalim say that's exactly what happens with mazal also. That if a guy's under a bad mazal, doesn't mean anything. Just like you see you could turn an avera into a mitzvah, just like you see you could turn an asha into a tzaddik, just like you see you could turn a So the fact that we could turn an avera into a mitzvah is the biggest proof that what? En mazal Yisrael. There's no mazal because the concepts meet. So the pasuk is read like this: Kaguim ha'ele asher ata yoresh otam el me'onenim ve'el kosemim yishma'u. They're stuck to the mazal ve'ata, but you Jewish person, lochen, you're able to turn the law, which is an avera, into chen, into a mitzvah. Ve'ata lochen, you could turn the law into chen, and if you could turn the law into chen, that means there's no mazal. I can turn the law into chen. That means what? It says law here. It's avera. Abracadabra. It's a mitzvah now. So if you could turn the law into chen, so therefore don't listen to the kosemim ben me'oninim, because they tell you you're locked into a mazal. But once you see a concept in Judaism that you can take the thing that's the worst thing, the law, and all of a sudden a law, you turn around, abracadabra, that's chen. What happened? Teshuvah me'ahava. So once you see you can do such things and you can make such reversals, so therefore the rule is, En mazal Yisrael. Baruch Amen.